She's got her jacket on. She's got two jackets on.
Freezing or hot. Never in the middle.
All right, guys. Everybody about ready to get started?
Yep.
601.
601. Principal Fortune, would you like to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much.
Okay, this is the Town Commissioners Meeting at Charlestown, Maryland, called to order May 24th, 2022, 6 p.m. at Town Hall. First item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes for the May 10,
2022 meeting. Should we adjourn to an executive meeting last time they say emergency executive meeting, but it wasn't scheduled?
Any other potential amendments other than that language?
I can talk.
You got anything else? Okay. Well, we have a motion.
I make a motion to approve the minutes as amended.
Second.
I'll second.
We have a motion by Commissioner Pano, second by Commissioner Elmer. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So approved. Next on the agenda is the accounts payable.
The maintenance charts and hats are very bright. I was listening here yesterday. They are
bright.
That's a good thing.
Very, very good.
I asked if we had any extra.
After when we pick up trash,
we sell it on Charlestown merch. Any comments on the accounts payable? We have a motion.
I'll make a motion that we accept the accounts payable in the amount of $26,686.83.
Motion by Commissioner Fields, second by Commissioner Woods. All in favor of approving the accounts payable, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Payable are approved. Next item on the agenda is old business, the ACOM agreement, which we had tabled last time to give everyone an opportunity to review. Later, you have anything to add to what we had discussed last time?
I don't think I have anything to add now.
Again, this agreement is, again, just kind of setting the playing field with ACOM as if we engage in the future. These would be the pay rates and so forth. And this is an agreement which we've had in the past. We did make, our attorney made a couple changes to it. But other than that, it's same that we've had since 2018, and that has expired in the last 6 months, maybe December 31st or so.
Yeah.
I did have a chance to read over it and everything, and the changes that I guess Dave had made in there and reference for us. I thought they were good changes for us and all. I guess I'm still under the guise that if we're not going to use these guys primarily as our primary person, and we are going to look out to other people like Ulrich and McCroom and others, then why have us sign a contract with these guys and retain them if we're not going to do that?
Well, it just, again, it establishes the rules. I mean, their hours could go up, or their hourly rate. I mean, what's nice about AECOM, and look, I don't use AECOM for everything either, because, you know, they're not afraid to bill us.
No, they like to bill us a lot of money.
They like to bill us. But I do think they are good for certain things that other, you know, a lot of other things, whether it's the Crone or who else we get that we try with Pulse and so forth. Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't do absolutely everything, but and I'm surprised I'm defending AECOM on this, but AECOM really covers everything. And we, you know, and Chris Rogers, I mean, we have a long history with Chris Rogers. I know that there was some work over in Cool Springs, which we're still going to be looking at and taking a look at as time goes on. You know, whether or not that's, you know, AECOM has some responsibilities in the game on that is still yet to be determined.
We know that they've kind of fallen down on the job on that. And I just don't know that, you know, yeah, and I can't believe you're kind of defending them in that respect too, because I like Chris Rogers, and Chris has always been able, we can always kind of pick the phone up and get him here. And it's nice to have somebody to be able to call and know a person face to face. But who's to say that we wouldn't have that same with one of the other ones?
Because a lot of
and we can't say that
don't do that kind of stuff. Like take for example the water pressure thing that we just had in Queensbridge. Like we couldn't call up Austin to come out and do that, or McCroom to come out and do that, or American Engineering to come out and do that.
But to Lou's point, we could step safe for Scott Gardens. Uh-huh. There's talk now. They just called me today, and they called me last year about building phase one or phase two around there.
Phase two, right?
And what do they got to do to move forward? You see the four tasks that this agreement relates to. It doesn't include Scott Gardens. Mm-hmm. So we could go to someone like McCroom, or we could even just put an RFP out that says, hey, we're going to have this development, public works agreements that are going to go along with the subdivision plan and review and approval, all the on-lot grading.
Right. And not to say that we wouldn't get somebody face-to-face then, just like the Chris Rogers.
I mean, this agreement really is just Cool Springs, what's left Springs, phase four, finishing that up. And it's really related to reviewing what's going to get transferred to us to dedicate, you know, from the developer to the town, the roads and the street lights and whatnot. All the grading that's going to be finished on the last 25, 30 lots. And task two really is what could potentially grow moving forward, right? General engineering services, if we have, and I do value them, especially with our water system, because they helped design it.
They did.
They've been around the whole time we've been operating it for the past 30 years.
Or are we going to annex or looking at exploring the annexation as well? They have experience in that. And even though they have experience, doesn't mean we're necessarily going to utilize them. But but again, if we do, this is what we're, it's very similar to the situation that we have. So it's not like every time we go out and do something, we have to go and renegotiate a new agreement. That's the real benefit.
And I don't know if I'm speaking out of school, but like with the annexation, we've been talking with them about and helping us figure out the costs that would be associated with running the water lines and upgrading the roads in certain areas that don't already have them. From their perspective, they want to have some kind of an agreement with the town before they execute that task for us.
Can you speak up a little bit?
So, I mean, that's it.
I'm in agreement with the fact that it's good to have them,
I also feel the same way on a lot of the things that are
not I agree.
We need to utilize them also for, I know they've worked with other towns to help them get grants and all that, and we need to utilize them more for that to help us with the projects that we want to do. And it's a thought for that too.
I can't hear you.
I'm sorry.
I can't hear.
I can yell.
We gotta spread our chairs out further.
That'll make us yell.
Yeah.
What I'm basically saying is I agree with a lot of the cons, but I also agree with the pros of having this agreement. And that we need to utilize them, because when I was on the board before and going to MML, I saw that they were working with other towns to get grants to work on projects, and that was one of the things that they do. And I don't think we're using that and not saying that you're not doing a good job, but they specialize in certain things.
It's just like KCI when we did the study for the stormwater infrastructure. Yes. They went out and put the grant together, got the money, and then they spent the money.
Yes.
We paid them without the grant money.
Yes.
Similar to that. And agreed.
I actually want to make a motion to approve the agreement.
You want to? Is that a motion?
I make a motion that I want to approve the ACOM agreement.
Second or any more discussion?
Second,
Commissioner Elmer. So we'll go. I'll go ahead and call it to a vote. And all in favor of approving the ACOM engineering service agreement, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, say nay.
Nay.
So we have 4-1 approval of the ACOM services agreement. Next on the agenda is the noise ordinance amendment. I want, again, just to bring everybody up to date, I wanted to primarily bring this back to the board's attention because of the fact that the sound cutoffs were primarily at 9 p.m. for commercial establishments. And I wanted to modify that because I think it will have, could have potentially have an unintended negative impact upon our commercial businesses, the Wellwood, Market Street, the marinas, and even the campground possibly. And was looking to bump the, our policy has been traditional in the past of 11 p.m. for I believe for the businesses. So just looking to amend it to 11 p.m.
Take into consideration of everything that we talked about.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been rewritten.
Has not been rewritten. It's not been rewritten.
We can't do anything until it's rewritten, right?
So does, but in regards to time periods.
Already been discussed that we read that for the weekend.
That's
not new.
11 p.m.
Weekdays?
For the weekends. Friday and Saturday is 11 o'clock for not just businesses, but it was across the board. Right.
So is that what the board wants to do? Make it 11 p.m. across the board and not have any differential between commercial and residential?
On the weekends.
Yeah. And what
and
about
start time? Is it 7 a.m. because right. of construction?
Right, that part we and it's what it's written is 7 a.m. in here currently.
On weekends too, 7 a.m.
Yeah.
What about are we sure we desire to? And this is just confirming this. We want to raise it to 11 p.m. for residential.
Yes.
On the weekends
yes.
and holidays. And again, how about during the weekdays for the commercial for commercial businesses, 11 p.m.
No, that's the way it's always been. It's only been on the weekends.
So it's 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Yeah. Weekdays.
So the only thing we're going to change then is we're just going to change on the in the packet area. We're going to change it from 7 a.m.
But we're going to add in what we discussed, right?
7 a.m. to 11 p.m.
But there's
a whole bunch of stuff that we talked about last time.
There was a lot of stuff. What do we want to add? All of it?
Did you?
Because there was a lot for discussion.
Right.
Yeah. It's actually in the Maryland state. You can actually copy it straight from Maryland state. Okay. That has, because of exemptions, right. Somebody can actually call in if your HVAC unit kicks on. Because it goes against that. So you have to put the exception. And it also has to have, but there's like a big long list of realistic exemptions.
So
we can.
That's what I was talking about when I talked to the ones that I work with.
With these hours, these hours that we have, let's go ahead and
add the exemptions. What else was there besides exemptions?
So we're doing weekdays. I will give it to you.
Okay.
Did we
find out what the county did? I did not.
So let's go ahead and add that, and then have Mr. Bestie.
And I know I asked
take a look at
earlier,
it.
Did anybody listen?
And then we'll have it for final review at the next.
Maybe we could get a copy of that. What the county did.
I sent that out to what was proposed.
Yeah, but I mean, do we know what they did?
We don't.
That was a public hearing, so probably wasn't good. Yeah.
All right, so we're going to go ahead. We're going to put this other information in. We're going to change that one time period for weekends and holidays to 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. No differentiation between commercial, and residential. And then we're going to have Vesti take a look at it. And then
the DBA is not right either. Yeah.
Well, what are we going to change this DBA to?
It's
more
like that I sent out. All right. And what we talked to.
Yeah. All right.
Because then, 55 DBA. Yes.
So we'll so
70 DBAs is a lawnmower.
Right.
So we'll have Bestie take a look at it and then we'll ship it out to everybody before the next meeting. We'll get to whether or not we're having the next meeting.
If you want to, you can also email it to me so I can have the review before it is there.
Sounds good.
Okay, who's gonna be sitting around listening to the Bestie?
This is going to be complaint driven.
Right.
You know, we're really not, you know, it's not going to be any different than it is really currently. But if we have a problem now, like we did on Black Avenue, where if we had had this ordinance, we would have gotten somebody out there and said, go out and do your business. And if it violates these provisions of this code, then go ahead and write the citation and let's push forward on it. But we didn't, you know, we didn't have that ability. So.
And maybe we put that specificity into the ordinance that it's complaint driven. And when
we need to do that.
I mean,
okay.
Just as long as we know this.
When we
I mean we're not out the yes.
Is it 9 o'clock during the week or is it going to be 10 o'clock during the week? Because
it's going to be 9 o'clock during the week.
We'll finalize that next time. That detail. But enforcement is a good question. You know, Curtis is bringing up. I mean
right.
When we do inspect, we're gonna have to hire somebody.
We cannot do the equipment because based on what the subject experts that I work with said, even the app and equipment, because we're not certified for it, is not.
It's got to be certified equipment by a certified.
So you're saying all day long, they got to be at a certain. I mean, 9 o'clock is 9 o'clock, right?
If I see it as that, if it's a continuing course of
behavior.
You know, noise, whatever it might be, and it doesn't meet one of the exceptions, right? And we get tons of complaints in because that situation, for example, it was disturbing a whole, a dozen residences, and so nobody's going to be out with a little gun or anything like that standing on a regular basis. That's not really the intent on this. So,
but we also because we did get a complaint. This weekend, because lo and behold, here it is, it's 100 feet outside. What did we hear going on?
Fireworks.
Fireworks.
I thought they were gunshots.
Yeah, they were fireworks.
It was fireworks.
I heard gunshots in my backyard.
Yeah, it was fireworks because it was definitely fireworks. It was like my granddaughter, yeah, they were right over here and it caused it. I mean, and people have to understand too. People that have animals and stuff,
they get scared.
That causes them a lot of turmoil in their life.
Stress.
I mean, when they know it's going to happen, they'll go to the vet, they'll get their animals medicine and stuff so they can calm them down and everything. And they understand that, like on a holiday or something.
Our dog freaked out with fireworks.
Exactly. And, you know, people take care of their animals. But they can't take care of them if they're just going to willy-nilly set these things off every single weekend. And we don't want that again this year. So that's going to have to call in there that we're going to have to let folks know that every single weekend we're not going to put up the fireworks going off. We're not the party police, but, you know, we want people to have fun and all. But we have to look at everyone who lives here, too, with the animals.
Yep, I agree.
So. Veterans and so forth. So, yeah. Okay. So we'll get that up. We'll get that over to
Brian. Yes, I'll work with you.
And then
we'll get it to a good spot.
Subject experts.
Okay.
All right.
Look over it, and that they can make suggestions as well. Okay.
All right. Next item on the agenda is the stormwater projects.
Want me to start? I had asked Ryan last week to set up a meeting with McGurk so that we could go through the entire town to talk about the stormwater issues because we need to stop just patching this little part, because when we patch this little part, then over here's the issue. And if we just need to see the whole picture. And since none of us are those experts, I asked for their opinion. We went all the way around town. It was like 2.5 hours that we went all over town. He was showing me some things, and some things it came to our attention. And it's something that we're going to bring, Brian and I are going to bring up the zoning. When people put in paved driveways or stone driveways, they're messing up the swale, or they're putting in smaller pipes than what everybody else has, which is diverting the water to go somewhere else. So those are some things that we need to address. Of course, some of the ditches, or a lot of the ditches have not been, swales have not been upkept. They're on a list somewhere that is not being done. Some of the underground, we saw the surveillance of those, that they are filled in with dirt and debris. Some of the roads he was showing, some of them have to be ground down because now they're just have too much blacktop on it and it's not making the water go where it goes. We found one drain over in Holloway when the tide was out really far. We were walking along the beach. Somebody's put a metal plate over top of one of the storm drains. And you can't move it. I don't know what they did to it. So, I mean, there's little things that I think things are happening all over. There are pipes that are under the roads that the town has put in over the years that second and third order effects were not considered. Basically, after going through that, he's going to put in a proposal of what he thinks needs to be addressed and look at the whole project all in all. It has to be done no matter what we do. The stormwater issues have to be done because it's getting worse. Storms are getting worse. They're cutting trees outside of town and they're clear cutting. That water is coming because we're the lower point of this area. He was making suggestions of what to do down here at the end where all the water is. But for me to come out and say what all that is, he's going to put it in writing. He's going to submit it to us. I will say, because I know in the past, we did a $10,000 job here and $10,000 job here and $10,000. I think we need to just do it all, because if we only patch it, it's still going to divert it somewhere else that it wasn't meant to be. That's just my opinion on that whole thing. Now, I will say an emergency one that has to be done, like in the next couple of weeks, is over on, was it Grace Street, Grace Road?
Yeah, the sinkhole.
Grace Circle, over in the reserves. There are two sinkholes over there, mm-hmm. that there's nothing underneath it. And the next couple hundred degree weather days, when the pavement is pretty soft, the trash truck or whatever is going to go to the top of it, and it's mm-hmm. It's going to make the hole even bigger. That area has to be done as soon as possible. The rest of it, I think we need to see what McGurk has to say, and we need to work on that. But I also think we need to look at it as a whole and do the stormwater and the streets at the same time, and not just do little areas at a time. Because what's one of the things that I was also noticing is we're spending money to repatch the road, that next year we have to repave the same section because stormwater is making the water stay there. So the water is freezing the road and breaking it up. So we're just keep spending the money over and over and over again, and we're not fixing it. We're just patching band-aids.
Correct. I know we had applied for that grant over to the coming down off of Caroline and Frederick's.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Frederick Street. Contact, yeah.
And we didn't get the grant.
We didn't get that first one. We redirected it and applied for another one.
Same project, and that's dealing with a lot of the water coming down off of.
Yeah, what
coming down?
There's a part of that. Where water wants to go, it's coming down almost through that middle of the block from Bladen to Cecil, of Caroline and Frederick, and water wants to go straight through the middle of that block.
Right? He's got a little background music.
Is that mine?
No, it's.
But what I'm even thinking is this has been put off for as long as I was on the board the last time. Okay, so we need to. It's great to keep applying for grants, but we can't keep saying we're applying for grants.
That's not enough.
That's true.
And it's not enough. Mm-hmm. So I think once we see all this, we need to put it out for bid, and we need mm-hmm. to just do it. We can't keep putting things on a list for our maintenance guys, because I know one particular project has been on that list for 2 years and has not been touched. And I know that that list is probably this big. So I'm even proposing that we use the bulk of our COVID money, and even if we have to apply for a bond so that we can get it all done, because I'm hearing from a lot of residents all over town, they're adding extra sump pumps under their houses because the water is now pushing from underneath their houses.
And that's in the budget, we are designating a fair amount of money. We'll have further discussion about that tonight towards stormwater management, because it is a problem that we need to address. So,
can you use COVID money for that?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So, it's an opportunity for us to, but we need to do it intelligently, right? Mm-hmm. And we do need to come up with cohesive plan.
One other thing I forgot mm-hmm. to say is he's telling us to remove all of the galvanized pipe. And there is new PVC pipe that is to be put in. And he said, because I was like, PVC, that'll break. And he said, no, he actually was doing a job for the county.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a piece that was behind his tractor that he didn't realize. And he ran over top of it, and all he did was roll. So I was like, okay.
Very funny.
So we need to do a whole lot. And yes, I agree, but we need to push it.
And that's something, you know, and because I tend to believe that and appreciate Mr. McGirt coming out and doing a lot of, you know, taking a look at all that. But when we look at, like, particularly Frederick Market and Water Streets. I almost feel like we need, but we almost need, you know, engineering to be done.
Yes.
To do it really intelligently and properly. And I'll be looking forward to seeing what Mr. McGurk has proposed.
If we get it all done at once, we won't have this discussion again.
And while we're on that topic, here's a picture of Sandy Beach. Remember we put all the nice sand down there?
Oh, I know. Yeah. I saw that when we were cleaning up. I was
passing around because that's Sandy Beach now, and you can see a very nice gully there.
Oh, yeah.
It's there getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Oh, yeah.
It'd be nice to have that redirected toward the side.
Oh, yeah. It was on the side. That's where Bob sent us to the side.
Yeah, that's right. So and now
there
it's...
Everything's coming down.
Yeah.
It's
from the street.
So, right. We need to start at the bottom and work our way up.
Yep.
And that was something what Curtis just said. I thought, I thought we worked top to bottom. And McGurk is telling us, no, we need to work from bottom up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's also slowing water down. It's like muddy. It's a lot of different pieces to it.
You know, I'm still going to say it, that we need to do this all at once and do it and get it done in 6-7 months, the entire town.
Mm-hmm. Take a little longer than that. But yeah, we need to have an expert come out and really take a look and put together a cohesive plan for it. And, you know, we can utilize some of this COVID money to actually to do it while still applying for grants, because we'll never be able to, you mentioned a bond and so forth, and I'm not opposed to, perhaps we do take on some debt load a little bit to get some done.
Because a lot of this town has been ignored, and it's perception is that it's these two streets right up here.
What?
Frederick and Caroline. That's all you really hear about is those two streets being paid in market. And right here, nothing else. Perception.
You can ride a boat out in my front yard when we get a heavy rain. Neighbors, you can get in a canoe and just go
over there.
You can ride our kayaks.
That's what I'm saying, that it needs to be the entire town, not just everything. And we need to just do it. It's been put off way, way too long.
One of the grants we applied for is to try to figure out where we can use town property to reduce flooding. And so we'll have to put in some detention basins too. But you're right. I mean, I think there's some drainage system components that could be done now.
Right.
And whether it be maintenance staff or contractors.
But the maintenance staff doesn't have time to do it.
They'll do some.
They're not.
No.
That's what I'm saying. They're not now.
They have.
But what I'm saying is, I'm listening to other residents, not just what I see, but other residents.
Yeah.
And all they're being told is it's on a list. So I'm not directing
it's
it totally.
The list is so big.
The list is so big. And you can't keep adding on because the town maintenance cannot get to it, is what I'm trying to bring out. So we need to, as a town, get this proposal together. We need to bid it out and we need to just do it.
Or maybe we bid out sections.
No.
The maintenance are not qualified.
We need to do it, put it out, and just
get another job.
As we do the streets and the storm water, we need to have it all together.
Let's see what Mr. McGurk comes up with, and then we'll keep going with it. But we need to look at somebody, an engineering outfit. And I'm not saying it's AECOM. And Brian, maybe you can your contacts at the county, somebody
get them out here.
A larger company that has the ability to take a look at the whole picture.
Because I've been coming on here, I've been asking for a schedule. That hasn't happened. I've asked for this to be done. That's why we need to keep moving on it. And even when I was on the board before, it was like, oh, we're getting to it. We're doing this. It did not happen.
Stormwater management has been a problem in this town, I imagine, for forever.
And it's only getting worse.
That's why we get it done and be done.
The table's full.
We'll be done and we'll move on to something better.
Yeah, I hate to say this, but Curtis, you talk about when I first came here in 1981 and was on. We talked about it then.
So, Curtis and Jeff, do you have anything
to say?
The only thing I would add would be, as a former maintenance worker, I know exactly what Rosie's saying. Me and Bob went down here and put pipes in down here on Conestoga Street. As I'm saying, we tried. We with that old beat up tractor we had, we put those pipes in. We actually had to go rent a backhoe to actually pull the old concrete pipes out of the ground.
It needs to be put back the way it was 100 years ago.
100 years ago, right, exactly. We just did what we were told to do at the time, which was to put the black pipe in, the PCB pipe that you were talking about that's indestructible. But there's a couple places in town that we could get some help from, like the flooding over on Carolina Extended, where the guy's yard is just a swamp. That's coming from Amtrak. And we need to contact Amtrak and see if they would be willing to donate some money, pipe, or, you know, or some, have them fix that.
I think we
I don't think we ever, I don't think we ever contracted.
Rib was going to.
We was going to, but I don't think he ever did.
Oh, okay.
And then there was another spot down here where the tennis court is. Yes. That water rushes through there, and the pipe is crushed underneath the road.
Yes.
It needs to be dug up and replaced, and State Highway owns that pipe.
Right.
And I mentioned that to WIB years ago, and it never got done because the state came to us and said, hey, is there any projects you guys want done in Charlestown? We're willing to help you out. And I mentioned that project when I was on the board. Mm-hmm. Never got done.
And we had a walk with SHA. Was it earlier in the... No, it was in February. Mm-hmm. And that pipe was pointed out.
Thank you.
SHA
was willing to fix it.
It's on a list.
Apparently, they're scheduled.
Yeah.
That list is as long as ours.
Exactly.
But,
it's on a list. It's just when does it... Get
done.
And I mean,
it needs to be a bigger
pipe. I understand adding things to the list, but there is a point that the list is not any good because the honey-do list ain't going to happen.
Right.
Okay. So we need to start working on this that we get it. We need to hire somebody to do it and get it over with.
The fact is we actually have some money now that we are budgeting towards stormwater management. And we are going to have to spend money. And it's not a little bit of money. It's a lot of money in just in design to come up with that plan. So we actually have the money now, and it's going to be in the budget for us to actually do that. So
wait. I know what you're saying.
We should get an engineer out.
We need to do it like possible.
We're
going
to have to engage somebody. And
maybe
come
we start
in and
calling around and get
some. So why don't we put that out that the RFP needs to be done like ASAP?
Are we going to disregard the KCI report to the kids?
Well, no. That would be something
we can build off of it.
They can use it.
But a lot of that old piping needs to be
right.
But there's a lot of.
But in our tour yesterday, it's not even in the report.
It's not even in the report.
But it's of equal.
They were mostly
urgency.
That was what's more up? Of what's underground
what
because
yesterday.
It was showing videos. But even McGurk, when he was saying, it's hard to read even what that report is because it's like you have to. Okay, this picture is what? Okay, and you have to kind of look all over, but it's not
as comprehensive as it should be.
No. And it's not taking into consideration all the other stuff that goes to the underground pipe. It's great to know that we have issues, but
it was very disappointing because when KCI did that, they were supposed to, the second part of that was they were supposed to put together some conceptual plans to how we could improve it. But I'm not sure what happened to KCI, but our contact in this file kind of disappeared and so forth.
We were over next to Ursula and Thelma's yesterday. Mm-hmm. We were all around Holloway. We went all around here. We were over in the developments. There's some things that he said is not on super high, but it's something that we need to consider. We need to get the engineering thing done as soon as possible so we can get this going and stop dragging it out for the next meeting.
Do we have an engineer already?
They come.
We have other engineers that we could talk to say, hey, these are our problem areas.
No,
We want to say we want to
do the whole town. Do not keep saying we have problem areas.
Well,
we just need to get it all done.
We applied for a grant to do an assessment
for that
of the whole town, right? That we're waiting to hear on. Then we'll hire an engineer.
What I'm saying is, okay, you're waiting for that. When is it being awarded?
It's supposed to be awarded this month.
Okay, then it'll be another month to keep going. That's what I'm trying to say. And how is that going to help our residents that are now coming out to us saying they're putting that second, third sump pump under their house because there's that much water running under their house?
I have too.
And we know there's lot of things to do, right? It's not just the drainage systems, the culvert pipes and the swales. We have to identify strategic locations for detention basins that's going to reduce flooding as much as possible.
But that's what the engineer is. So,
and that's what this grant was for. was to do this assessment.
But every time I hear problem locations, it's not the entire town. And I'm bringing that up, and I need that out on record.
Okay. This assessment would be looking at the whole watershed. So it would be looking at the whole town, even outside of town limits, was the proposal.
Okay.
So it's watershed based.
And it's taking into consideration the additional waters that are coming down from the outside of town and into town as well.
And it's looking at our regulations too, like you said, about driveway permits, you know, yes. And sweat of culverts that got to go in.
That part, I mean, we're going to be doing because we're rewriting the zoning, okay? And that we're hoping to have that done in the next month, okay? But we need to put it out for the engineering. We need to start that stuff now because it keeps being put off. And how many years? Another 10, 15 years until we do it?
I mean, we could.
Can you put out an RFP for the engineer, like she's asking for, and instead of saying problem areas, just say for the town, this area here, and like we have then blocked off in residential R1, R2, R3, and stuff like that. Can you say in the Holloway Beach area? In the
we can do a walk area. I know the county does that.
Yeah, they do it in different grid areas. Can't we do it
when the county puts out their RFPs? We can have a pre-bid meeting.
Right.
You know, I don't want to slow things down at all. I'm just saying I want to coordinate, and I certainly don't want to waste money. So if there's a way to assess a sub-drainage area at the same time as we assess the whole watershed outside of town limits, then yes.
Why couldn't we do that?
Then let's try that.
Can we do the pre-bid that we say, hey, we want to show up, we'll walk around, we'll do what we just did with McCurt, and we'll go there and say, this is what we're looking at, but we need to look beyond, but we need to start somewhere and get it gone because this is going on way, way too long.
Yeah. Isn't there an issue over coming off of your street, running down past Andy Thompson's house?
Yeah.
Because I talked to him last year. And he said him and his neighbor would be more than willing to allow a pipe to go between their properties there, between their fence or something. They think they both have a fence or something.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know if we own that little bit of land, but I doubt it. But
ideally, we'd like to avoid running it through any more
properties. Sure.
But in some cases, we may not have
choice. We may have to. I mean, it's
one we just found out about.
Yeah, on private property.
We just found that out yesterday.
Rich
Bronx. Okay. It happens to be in Holloway. We happen to be down there. Bobby happened to come by. He was like, oh, yeah, that pipe goes here. It went up through the Taylor's old lot and it goes towards my house. So right. I'm like,
though, I mean, did if anybody people know want that? The water fixed, it might have to go on.
Yeah.
I think they're not.
They're going to want them. I think they're going to want that water out of their yard.
So I don't have any. Yeah, I mean, getting an RFP out, I mean, we'll know whether or not we get the grant, and we can always utilize. Right. I mean, the fact that we start the RFP process.
We could start the RFP process.
Can we
do the same assessment that we applied for grant funds for?
Right.
Right. And get somebody lined up.
That's right.
Ready to contract, and then maybe we'll hear if we got the money from the state.
But like I said, we can do a pre-bid thing that we can take people around the town, just like we did with McGurk. This is what's going on. Mm-hmm. I know the county does that, so
yeah, we could do that.
I'll make a motion that we get an engineer
to do a stormwater review.
I make a motion to have an RFP with a pre-bid meeting to get the engineering study for the stormwater management.
For the whole town.
Second.
A motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Chris? Lou second. Commissioner Wood.
Did you vote yes?
Yes.
I appreciate that because this is going on way too long. But once we get this, we need to keep the ball rolling.
The whole town will be done.
I mean, I'd suggest the watershed outside of town limits.
Well, that's going to be part of the equation too. I mean, we got to determine the effects of where the water is coming from and that new, you know, that new study was just done by the county as well, right? Correct? For
Northeast River Assessment.
Right. Northeast River Assessment. So A lot of the water that's here is not our, doesn't originate here.
I also, I'm not sure how much it costs, but we do still have road money left. We need to take care of Grace Circle. There's two sinkholes sitting side by side up there.
Yeah, Grace Road.
School bus could fall through that thing.
I don't want that to happen. So how much is left with what we have for this year?
There was 60,000 that we wanted to talk about converting into stormwater projects.
I know.
But
yeah, but need to take care of it. That we need,
that needs to be done.
Out of everything priority that we looked at yesterday, yeah, that is a top priority because there is a sinkhole that and you can see straight through.
And yeah, and there's other sinkholes.
Okay.
So we could take that sinkhole list that we have and say, you know, give us cost estimates to
okay
fix.
But those two have done, to be because they're
dangerous.
School buses.
They're
very dangerous.
Yeah, it's a hazardous situation.
Okay. So how do you want me to
again Gert to put together some estimates for the sinkholes for Grace and the other problematic areas.
Okay.
But Grace needs to be done.
Yeah.
So I make a motion that we take care of Grace Circle like as soon as possible. Okay. And then put the bid together on how much the rest of the sinkholes are.
I'll second that.
Okay. We shouldn't even be having to vote on that.
No, that should be
done.
I agree.
So we had a second.
I did. I seconded it. Yeah, she made the motion to get it done immediately, and then get the bid on the other one.
I mean, that's provided.
Yeah,
it's under $10,000.
Yeah, it should be. I
think. Yeah, for those two sinkholes on Grace. Yeah.
All in favor of taking care of the Grace sinkholes?
Aye.
Very good. Okay. Anything else on stormwater projects right now?
No.
All right. Next,
we have to wait now.
Next item on the agenda is the Scott Garden detention basin. I think last meeting we were looking at getting some bids.
Well, I did get a cost estimate from Settlemyer only. I only got one. It was $3,000 to remove the woody vegetation. Once that would come down, they would have to assess, but they think that mowing twice or two, three times a year, that detention basin would be about $2,000 to $3,000. And then a cost to replace the fence is still outstanding.
Did the removal of the woody vegetation include the woody vegetation on the exterior side of it? Because it needs to be, that's one area that needs to be taken care of as well, because the roots will break down.
You mean exterior of the fence?
Outside of the fence, that's correct. Mm-hmm. Outside of the fence on the, and it's on the, primarily goes around the Route 7 side of the pond.
Yeah, they try to send it to you.
Because they're
that on this.
And one thing, and I've been thinking a lot about these stormwater ponds that are over in our development.
Very interesting. You like it.
So guys, so you heard that Sam, Mr. Settlemyer, put in an estimate for. Did he give us a written estimate or just a verbal?
Just verbal.
So, can we cut? You know, can we cut Sam loose on cleaning up that stormwater management pond, and then get a price from to remove the, find out what it is to remove the outside of it as well.
Yeah, clarify. I can email the commissioners, right, if he clarifies exactly what the scope is of removing the woody vegetation.
I motion to let Sam take care of the stormwater event and see what else needs to be done.
Right.
Okay.
But it needs to be done before it grows up, gets any bigger. And that seems to be a pretty reasonable price.
Yeah.
But we do need to get the outside. We need the outside.
So I'll clarify that.
I'll second.
So we have a motion by Commissioner Pano, second by Commissioner Elmer, all in favor of getting Mr. Settlemyer to clean up the woody vegetation in the Scott Garden Settlement Pond. Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Now, I'm going to also bring up Trinity.
Hold on, one other thing before. So you're still going to work on getting an estimate for a new fence, correct, as well as the exterior? Good.
I'll share it with the group when I get it.
Okay, super.
Over in Trinity, since we're doing this, and
I've been thinking about this for a while, so I wanted to put it out here on the table. In their deeds, I know it says, because it was brought when I was on the board before, I was really shocked that it's in the deeds, that they're supposed to take care of that stormwater pond. None of them. There's a lot of new people over there that don't even know anything about that they need to take care of
their trim.
Yeah, okay. Right. Except for the reserves, because reserves has their own HOA. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the main part. Because we're taking care of Stock Gardens, can we preliminarily take care of Trinity as well and get it gone? However, with that caveat, and because it is in their deeds that after that, that maybe they start a fund that once a year, that in that fund that takes care of it. I don't know if we can collect that legally or if what, but that is something to think about. But if we're doing it for Scott, we need to do it for Trinity.
Well, at least get a price on it anyway.
At least they all need to be maintained, yeah. Because if they're not maintained, I mean, we talked about stormwater management issues and everything. Now, this is the foundation
Scott Gardens,
of them.
Scott Gardens has an HOA that's
they don't have
disbanded.
Trinity doesn't, and Scott.
I wish we did. I know that, but we don't. I'm not talking about Trinity. Cool Springs has an HOA. Scott Gardens does not. Trinity
does not.
Does not supposed to, but the reserves does.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So,
the north side.
Where Grace, it's up there. Where Grace.
Old Trinitywood. So do I.
Okay. Yeah. So, it's something that we might have to have a meeting with the residents of the two developments that, and we need to talk to our attorney to see if we can collect it, if to help maintain it, or if it's something the community has to do. But I'm not saying that, I mean, do they have to be mowed 2 or 3 times a summer, or is it
once a year, because it doesn't grow five months of the year, it doesn't grow.
So if they're talking $2,000, it's going to be a small amount, but if we go in there to get back to what it was, mm-hmm. and to maintain it, then we can have a meeting with the residents of those communities to say, this is what's going on, mm-hmm. because there are a lot of residents that don't know that that's there.
Right.
And then we also have to look at, like, Jeff and I thought this before, mm-hmm. they pay taxes.
Yep. And that's what they're going to argue.
And they're going to say,
can I bring something up? Yeah. I mean, since we're all talking about this now, mm-hmm. if you look at the situation with Trinity Woods and even Cool Springs and the rest of the communities over there, they're in town limits. So they pay town taxes and they pay county taxes. Now, if you live in a housing development in Elkton outside of Elkton town limits, mm-hmm. you have an HOA to take care of your stormwater pond, but you don't pay town taxes.
Right.
So if you are paying for a stormwater pond and town taxes and county taxes, you're triple taxed.
Yes.
The reason I say you're triple taxed is because the town takes responsibility for the roads, the sidewalks, the playground, mm-hmm. the storm drains, the grace sinkholes, right? But if you're only paying for the stormwater pond, then that's a tax. Mm-hmm. That's the way I look at it. I mean, they're going to argue we pay town taxes. We're being triple taxed. So if you say it's $1,000 a year to keep up on this pond, then you add $1,000 to our town taxes. That doubles my town taxes right there on the spot. And that's what the argument is. And
why don't we just take care of it?
It was a suggestion, and if we can talk about it, that we just start taking care of it.
Well, get it fixed.
When's the last time it was taken care of?
I don't know when Trinity was
taken. I know the guy, 2008, because Larry Porter, whenever he wanted his bond money back from the county, mm-hmm. and they told him, I'm not giving you your county money back. You're not getting your bond money back until you take care of that ponds. There's two of them. And he sent a crew out there, cleaned them so he'd get his bond money back. Mm-hmm. Now, I went to settlement in 1994, January. I was the very first person to move in to take occupancy in Trinity Woods. I've been there ever since. And I asked at my settlement meeting with Larry Porter, is there going to be an HOA? Because I came from an awful situation where I was living next door to 27 dogs. And I didn't want the situation to happen again. So he says, you don't want an HOA, Jeff, because they're too restrictive. You already have to follow the town rules and the county rules, which is true, because if we want to get a, if you want to get a permit for a deck or anything in this town, you have to get a town permit and a county permit. Okay, they both have to pass, and but you have to pay for each one.
That's everywhere.
That's not if you live outside of the town. I bet you don't. You only have to get a county permit.
Just right.
Sure. So I asked the man at the meeting at the town, right there in the golf office, the title office. I said, "What about an HOA? You don't want it, right?" Mm-hmm. So he put on the paper for the county that he was going to start an HOA to pay for that pond. He never did it. So why isn't he being held responsible? And in 27 years I've lived there, the town has never sent me a letter saying, "Hey, who's in charge of your HOA over there to take care of that pond?"
Right.
How many times has that pond been inspected by the town?
Exactly.
The town? Okay. How many times has the state sent somebody out to inspect that pond?
I don't know.
27 years later, it's a mess. And now they want my man Brian here actually flashed $1 million to me one day. Yeah, that scared me. $1 million to buy them on 64 houses. That's how many people live in Trinity Woods Phase 1.
And the reason I say $1 million.
Because you thought you did replace.
Well, yeah, if trees are allowed to grow on the embankment's the most important part of the basin, right?
It
undermines it. You end up having to just scrap it and build it brand new. But I'm no engineer, so don't hold me to $1 million. I don't know.
I'm just saying.
That's just what I've heard from an engineer.
All right, so why don't we get, I'm making a motion to get the
estimate
for the other development for Trinity for the two ponds over there too. Because we're doing this whole stormwater thing. We need to just do it.
Why not? Figure out how much it's going to cost.
Yeah.
So we got a motion to get estimates for the stormwater management ponds in Trinity Woods by Commissioner Capano, second by Commissioner Elmer. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
One more quick note before now we'll put this to bed. I know Lou knows because she was on the board. I know you know, Carl, because you're on the board. It was brought to our attention in Scott Gardens that the original development was supposed to be 66 houses. They only built 19. Okay, so the pond was built big enough for a 66-house community. That's why it's so big, for those tiny little houses, two streets. So in the meantime, since they stopped building houses over there in 2010, which is 12 years ago, the town has been collecting taxes on those undeveloped lots in the sum of $64,000. $64,000 of no infrastructure, okay? That means the town is not spending any money for trash pickup, paving the roads, maintaining nothing. It's all profit. So I don't see why this board can't pay $3,000 to mow that pond. That doesn't make any sense to me. But they should not have to pay. They're already paying $64,000. Some of that money should be put in those special accounts to take care of that fund. Mm-hmm. Now, the guy that owns the 46 lots that's not been developed should be pitching in to fix the pond too if it needs to be in the fence and stuff like that.
I don't know. I know Wiv had said in the past that he's tried to reach out. I don't know if that really happened.
I don't even know who owns
Scott Gardens.
Yeah,
who owns it now?
We
the undeveloped lots.
Oh, it's the developer.
What's his name? Do you know the name of the development?
Lennar.
Okay, Lenore, I'm sure Mr. Lenore might be interested in helping.
He doesn't own it.
He doesn't own anything.
Well, they're the developer. I just talked to him today.
Really?
And it's Lenar?
Lenar, yeah.
Now, I'm sure Mr. Lenar wouldn't want any...
state tax assessment.
Yeah.
State tax assessment says U.S. Home Corporation.
Yes, U.S. Home Corporation, yeah.
Lenar might be the builder, but...
Hey, guys, she's trying to take notes over there. It's probably possible.
U.S. Home Corporation. U.S. Home Corporation is paying the taxes on it.
What?
U.S. Home Corporation.
But it's also the fact that that's been sold 3 times mm-hmm. I know of. Mm-hmm. Lenar might be the builder, but that's not who owns it.
So somebody's paying taxes
out to the actual owner and say, look, this is part of the agreement and that hasn't happened and there's neglect.
Well, another thing too, which you guys might not, Lou might not even know this. I was pointed out to me today in an email I got from a resident from over there. The HOA over there was to be kicked over to the residents when 2/3 of the lots were developed. That never happened, okay? So up until to a point in time, the owner of the lots might've been Lenar. He was sending somebody out there to clean the pond every year. Once a year, he was sending somebody out. When he stopped, nobody took it over, and then it went into disrepair, okay? That's when 2020 came around and everybody wanted it fixed, but it was COVID and, you know, everybody's having issues with people being not working and things like that, which, you know, makes sense. So the 2 residents went over there and tried to do the best they could with it, which I thought they did an admirable job. They did a great job. It looked a lot better. Defense, of course, never got repaired. And you know, Carl thought that it could have been repaired, but I think it needs to be replaced. So I'm going to deal with it. I think it's beyond repair.
It's time to replace it.
But it's not, you can't blame the residents. The guy ran off with almost $5,000 of their money, too. They disappeared. They had $5,000 in their escrow.
Now that he's talking to them, we'll figure it out.
Okay? Just wanted to point this out to the bill.
Just, and one other thing about that, what I'm going to look into for Scott Gardens is what's called a public works agreement, right? Basically says the developer's going to do this, the town's going to do this, the HOA is going to do this. And in Cool Springs right now, the HOA that's active has to maintain the detention basins that are in there. Because that's what was agreed to.
Builders are going to get right now, though.
Well, I'm just saying that's how it's supposed to work. That's following our current stormwater ordinance.
Yes. Yes.
So phase two of Scott Gardens, I would imagine, would follow the same thing as Cool Springs.
But just like Lou said, though, the people there are going to say, hey, we're already paying town taxes. And if who owns the ponds? Once the town took
the HOA.
See, she says HOA, but it's on town property though.
Scott Gardens HOA is.
There is no HOA. Scott Gardens it's disbanded.
That's how it's tight.
Are there SAS station places that clean these pools?
There is companies that will come out and clean them. Yeah.
There are actual.
Yeah. It's basically just keeping them mowed down.
The ponds are in pretty decent condition.
They're not bad. They just have growth. This is the growth cut down. That's all most of it. Scott Gardens is huge too, by the way.
It is. I got it up on the map there.
Yeah, it's big, isn't it?
It's big.
But you know, if you have to take into consideration the fact that the builder, first of all, failed the people that are over there by not finishing development and puts more strain on them. And like the man told me today, I'm only 166 responsible for that pond. that's how he put it to me. You know, it is what it is. But
so we're going to go ahead and get Scott Gardens taken care of.
Mowed down, yep.
And we're also going to go ahead and take a look at the Trinity Woods stormwater management ponds.
Yes.
And we're also going to be in touch. It's interesting that Lenore just reached out to us. How about that, huh? And maybe we'll be sending them a bill for...
He would be interested in helping with that fence.
But anyway, right. We're also going to get the estimates to clean out the back side of the Scott Gardens pond as well as a new fence.
And if they reached out, they can fix the fence.
Yes,
I
agree.
I don't disagree. And there's also.
They're going to get bids on it.
Mr. Settlemeyer is going to go ahead and clean out the woody vegetation in the interior of the pond.
And you have the rules for him that he knows what he's supposed to do legally?
He knows what he needs to
do. Good point.
So.
There's state regulations that you have to go.
This is
on these ponds.
Really, it's essentially just grass or cutting down the, cleaning it out, and so you can run a mower around at this point in time. And it's what it is. And back when we were originally doing this with Scott Gardens, we had had numerous meetings with the county. Van Funk came out, he's in charge of public works and so forth, and said, you know, basically said the pond looks like it's in great condition and doing what it needs to do.
Yep.
And that was what, 2 years ago. So
yep.
I don't know.
It was 2020.
Anything much has changed since then. So
do we need to have him come out and look at
other ones? It's not a county problem, but I'm sure he will. He was really gracious about
it. We're not.
He has no authorization.
The town is part of our ordinance, says that we're going to inspect these ponds once a year.
And we're not doing that.
So we have to. And this seems like a golden opportunity to inspect these ponds.
Okay.
But we're going to have to pay for it.
Yep.
Right? We're going to have to hire an engineer to inspect them.
Yep. Okay. Anything else on... the Scott Gardens or any stormwater management ponds at this point.
Nothing else.
Okay, great. All right. Now, Ms. Culver's not present unless she's here via Zoom.
Oh, she's here. Yeah.
Hey, Mary. Mary, you want to bring us up to date on the event survey?
Survey results. I'm going to try to unmute you on my end.
Okay.
All right, I'm asking you to unmute now. Maybe you can unmute.
All right, how about now?
We can hear you now.
Good, good. Okay, so I'll try to be brief and just go over a few points that came with the survey results for the events for 2022. We got a total of 179 responses, which was awesome. And I want to say thanks to Katie from Charlestown Elementary, because I think the day that she sent out some information about it, we had so many responses. So it's great to know whatever. the results pretty much were, we have a top 7. It looks like Food Truck Festival, Farmers Market, Autumn Apple Festival, Summer Strawberry Festival, Riverfest, and Carnival / Game Day. Some people did mention also the Colonial Fair, but they wanted it the way it used to be, which I don't know exactly what that means, but something about
work.
But some of these things I know could be combined to be one event, like, for example, like the Farmers Market and the Summer Strawberry Festival would probably be good. You know, you'd have fresh strawberries. Let me see. For the kids events, the top two were the Halloween Parade and the Ice Cream Social. So everybody really, really loves the Halloween Parade, though. And it seems like even people that don't have children have attended it and would like to attend the Ice Cream Social, which I know that the school already does one. So that would be a great opportunity to make sure that we get a lot more attendance. For particularly senior events, Binger at the Fire Hall was the top answer for that. There were a lot of responses as far as like what people have previously attended and what they liked about them, what they didn't, what they felt could be improved. I won't go over too much of them. It pretty much a lot of people said they wanted to do Riverfest again. And then we have a total of 59 people that said that they would help volunteer to set up and break down at the event. So that is amazing. So I know now, you know, we can start planning and have a good amount of help and, you know, just not be stressed out. So that's pretty much it as far as that. So I think that we could start picking events. Dates for events, that the top events, but also some people did mention that they'd love to have events the same time each year, kind of like to look forward to it. I know that it's done that way in like Northeast Elkton, Rising Sun, so probably smart to do so, and that way we know what to expect and what residents can expect. Does that sound okay?
That does sound good. Do we have a little committee to we might need to establish one to do events.
I have one thing. I'm here so I can ask. In the past, Halloween parade was always on a Friday, and because of everything that happened, it was on a Saturday. People loved that. And like the fact that it was over here, they liked that the trunk or treat and everything was all at one spot, that they didn't have to run from here to there and all that. Can we still continue?
I would love to do that. These are our kids that we're serving. I don't want to have competing in the past. So as much as we can put things together.
In the past, we haven't had a principal that wanted to do that. It was like, we're only on
the program. This Halloween and the tree lighting, like these were so special. And I would like to have our chorus prepare music to share with the town. And I mean, not Halloween necessarily, but the tree lighting, we'll have microphones this time. That we've learned and lived through.
Right.
But if and any events we can combine, I really would like to do that. I would like to, if there's a subcommittee, if I can join any subcommittee meetings with Dave, I would love to be a part of it.
That's
good. I think that's what we need to set up next, Mary, is a events committee that can start the plan.
Yeah.
Through and Lou obviously.
I've got to really say something here because I was always on board with all of these things and all, and I was always thought that it was the commissioners, us here, that did these events and everything, and that, you know, I appreciate the help that we get from everybody else, and we know how many people it takes to do a River Fest.
A lot.
A whole lot.
But it's not right.
I mean,
it is not.
It is. Yeah. My in-laws talk about it all the time. They miss it.
And then I kind of stepped out of that, and then you did the last ones.
I know. So I attended a bunch. I was there for all of them. The first one I wasn't on the board, but I was there.
Yeah. And so, I mean, they're crazy times, but that takes whole year. Yes, that takes a whole year to do. So there's no way we could do one for this year.
Yep.
And so, because I know people want it,
yeah.
But there's no way that can happen this year. It takes an entire year to pull that together. The other thing I guess I'm trying to say is, although I appreciate everything that's gone into coming up with these different events, this is a commissioner driven thing, events in the town. And we step out and we talk to Katie and everything. I appreciate the help of people that work inside town hall, but I know that they're busy in here and need to do their job. So I don't expect them or anticipate you guys to have to come out and do things with us.
Right.
So these 69 people that signed up nearly to help, that's where we need to get our committees from. And
there was one a resident that reached out to me yesterday. Something close to your heart. They want fishing. No. your skateboard park.
Oh, yes.
Okay. They want to have a grand opening. Not just a grand opening. They want to have like a... Except it's not really, it's a combination. Okay. So it's not that they're not competing, but there would be people there that would like say, hey, that was whatever. And they get something. They wanted to have a couple food trucks there. They wanted to have
some like a mini tournament.
Like a mini tournament, but it was a showcase or something, whatever it's called. Okay. To open it up. All right. They wanted to have they were saying, can the town do that? Can they have a band that would be willing to do it for free? And have a couple food trucks. So I said I would bring it up to you because I said that was your thing. So
that's a good idea.
Because you brought it here.
Oh, well, I brought it here for the kids.
Okay, well, not just kids that are looking at it. Yeah. Not just kids looking at it.
I've seen Carl down there on the
building. Yeah.
I'll
They were thinking about possibly like in a late September type thing.
Do you have an extra insurance on this?
Well, our insurance only covers it.
I thought we were using her insurance.
Huh? Do you think I'm going to skate? No, absolutely not.
I saw the golf cart. So, how do you feel about like a small committee of, I don't know, six to 12 people, and you can line it up, and then you can kick around some different ideas, and then you bring them back to the commissioners, and we'll decide
we'll get with Katie and some of the folks, because I'd like to have a mixture of the school people and the town people.
I can be on a committee. Have to make sure it's not on one of the nights on either at Market Street or here.
So if anybody else who's watching or Mary that has reached out to you, we'll get them on the committee and we'll have like 6 or 12 of us or 15 or 20, however many.
Do you want to pick a date?
We have
When will you be available? Next week, maybe?
I'm sorry, me?
Maybe next week? A date next week?
Sorry, it's hard to hear everybody.
I know, I'm sorry.
But yeah, absolutely. I mean, probably this week or next week, yeah. I will say though, I mean, I do really like to be a part of events if you have me. I like to advertise them and put them in our Wednesday words and everything like that. So, you know, I don't mind being in, having a committee is definitely a good idea. We do have a long list of people that, you know, we can choose from for that committee. whoever wants to do it. So I did email that. It's in the results. So free to look it over.
Mary,
also, I wanted to ask,
can we come up with one evening that we can all get together?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And if the one evening is just the small group of us that we can kind of discuss to get like a framework, and then we can open it up to the other people, I think that would probably be a better thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be fine. I wanted to add one other thing that I remembered about the results was that in the comments, some people said that being able to hear people during the event, particularly like the Christmas tree lighting, was kind of an issue. They couldn't hear anybody and wanted to kind of know what's going on, couldn't hear. So I think we would need.
Yeah, I said I forgot the bullhorn. That was terrible of me. It was somewhere hiding somewhere that way, somewhere. I don't know. I loved it. But we went from here to there to there, and I had to make a hand, but it was MIA.
Okay. And also, one other thing was there was one comment of somebody who had younger children that you know, I hadn't even thought about, was that a lot of our events are at our parks that are near the water. If we could do something that maybe in Fireman's Field, that you know is for kids or something, so that they're not near the water, we could probably consider that too, or it'd be good to consider.
Sounds good. Sounds like a plan.
Well,
so
thank you for your time.
And Mary, thank you so much for putting that survey together. That was pretty neat.
Yeah, no,
very helpful. Okay.
No problem. I have fun with this.
Thanks, Mary.
Thanks, Mary.
Before you move on, there was something that Brian had stated that was not on the agenda because of the zoning.
Oh, for old business?
I don't know. Is it where do you want
it? It's kind of new business, but let's tackle the budget. Let's tackle the budget. You're talking about the nominations.
Yeah, I didn't know. I don't want to forget.
Yeah, no, good. Thank you.
All right. Under new business, we have the 2023 budget. Everybody get a copy of the budget.
Is it this any different than what was emailed to us?
Yeah. No. What's in the packet was exactly what was emailed to you all on Friday.
So in essence, again, there's not a whole lot changing from prior budgets, although we do have obviously some increases on the revenue side. Of course, we have the COVID monies. ARPA monies, which we have, and we're going to be allocating to various projects. But as far as general fund revenues, folks can see them. Any questions on the general fund revenues? It's like we have a total operating budget of about 2.1.
The ramp honor box, dropped?
It did.
And the reason it we're saying that it's dropped is since the boaters no longer park at the Wellwood, we've had a slight decrease.
Big time.
We're anticipating a slight decrease in revenues.
I thought that was a huge
drop.
And I didn't know that's what I have it circled up. Yeah.
It's a big drop, and honestly, maybe 10,000 a year was an overestimate.
I think that was an overestimate because I thought it was packed down there all the time, so I didn't see that much of a drop just because they couldn't help
it. Hopefully they won't.
Yeah, and well, there was a problem this weekend.
Were people not paying?
Where people couldn't pay.
Well, yeah.
There was no slips.
No envelopes
in the thing on Saturday or
Sunday.
That's
an expense item on here as well for $100.
That was an expensive weekend to us because it was packed down there.
This is a veterans.
The boat launch.
It was triple packed.
Yeah.
It was the cars were triple parked.
So.
Down. Okay.
Yeah, but what people are trying to do, they're figuring,
you know, we got a walkway up here.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to pay, so that's what I mean. Like,
I know it's going to drop off. There's certainly not as many boat trailers parked up at Avalon as there would be in the Wellwood parking lot on a regular weekend.
We're still going quite a bit.
Yes.
They're not going to pay. I mean, who's enforcing it?
Well, that's why we're going to be getting to that.
Well, I'm just saying right now, no one, you know, really enforcing it. They're,
right.
They got that attitude. If I got a parkway up there, I'm not paying.
Some people do and some people don't.
There's parking down there or at the wharf.
So Ms. Bryant,
we need to offer money for that property.
So additionally, well, we have 630 Water Street, the Water Street lease. We've left that the same, hopefully.
Did they get a hold of you?
I don't know about they, but I've heard lots from interested tenants now since we lowered the price.
This weekend.
So did we lower the price?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
When was that discussed?
Last week.
That's what I mean. When? To who?
Just Carl and I.
Okay. Remember what we talked about getting word out to everybody?
They did. There was a couple down here.
I
said it from the beginning, though. You have
so
to
we
keep
need
it
to
25.
Keep the communication.
No, I'm just saying there was a couple Sunday. I got a phone call and I wanted to say it. Okay.
And what is it lower to?
25. That's where it was.
Did you get names?
Yeah.
And then they raised it to 3, which, if you think about it, 3,000 is a lot of money.
Yes, it is.
I mean, I wouldn't want to pay that.
But
25 is kind of like it's
right in Northeast.
Yeah, but look how long it's been sitting there. That's 3,000.
3 years.
Nobody wants it.
And we, you know, at the recommendation of a realtor, we went down to 2750. But I mean, I can tell you.
Yeah.
Now that it's 2,500,
there's a
triple the interest.
A lot of people are going to stay at 25.
All right.
Hopefully, any day now.
Is everybody in favor of reducing it to 2,500?
Yeah.
Yeah.
25 is better than nothing.
The other thing, what is the special events miscellaneous?
Are you in revenues or expenses?
Park and Rec. No, I don't. I just want to know what it is. It says special events miscellaneous.
I'm sorry. Are you in revenues, Renee, or
expenses?
Expenses.
Yeah. So let's. Let's back up though. Any additional questions on the revenue side before we get to expenses?
Yeah.
Okay. So moving on to
one other thing. Do we get parking permits? We are getting 1,500 for revenue. What have we been getting?
Yeah. Yeah, we were right on. Yep. For the year.
Okay.
And hopefully that'll go up. But it's budgeted right now for 1,500 since we bring in our park ranger. So hopefully that'll increase. And also
that
again
was,
with the boat launches too, the enforcement of it. So moving on to expenses. And again, you can see in personnel there is an increase. About the 277 to 316. That includes the cost of living increase of 5%, and also an additional maintenance individual from part time to full time, and then some part time park rangers.
I have a question about the park rangers.
Mm-hmm.
We originally said we were only going to hire one. Now, are they going to be working at the same time?
Sometimes they may, but mostly they would probably be just one individual.
Okay, because
and go ahead, Ray.
The reason I suggested that, especially during busy times, you need two people. One person can't be at everything that's going on. So it's better to have the second person there because
You don't. You guys don't really honestly think you're going to write enough parking tickets to pay for both of these employees, right?
I think they'll pay for themselves between the enforcement of
Well, not just that. I'll be honest with you. I think we could use three.
So what happens if...
And we can always drop. We can always drop.
So what really happens?
I understand that. That's $61 an hour.
If they don't pay, we can take them to court.
What is that going to be worth? Is it...
Well, we're going to have to pay somebody to go to court, right?
Well, you're going to pay them to go to court.
Right.
That's it. I mean, court's not that big of a deal.
No, no, not. I mean, it's not if you're a lawyer.
But we're taking. They're not. They. Well, you don't have to be a lawyer.
No, that's
but also having the town presence.
It's
Okay, it's going to be down there, so people are going to start seeing that, and it's going to be able to redirect.
Right.
Do we know what the fine is going to be if they catch them launching the boat without a, without paying? Is that a set fee?
There's no fine for disregarding the honor box. It's just trying to get them to do it if you see them in the act, right?
So
catching them in the act.
So if you catch them in the act, you can't do anything to them.
You can't penalize them, no, unless we come up with an ordinance to do so.
And but you can write them a parking ticket though if they're a double parked.
Right.
Yep. Wow. I get confused.
Like,
no, there's very few parking spaces. Yeah, I mean,
but there's a lot more than just that, Jeff. We've got the parking.
I understand that there's a parking problem down there. I mean, Miss Bryant tells me all the time.
Yeah. Oh my! And I was down there this weekend with the young man.
Right.
And I don't know how many he wrote, but I know how many he could have written. He could have gone through a couple of books.
So are we writing tickets right away or is there a warning?
There is no warning. Why write a warning?
Okay. Now
I would say no warnings because, and this is what I explained to him.
Right.
They obviously know. I mean, there's big signs there.
Right.
And they know if they're parking three deep
right
like this.
Is there a sign saying that you will get a ticket then? I don't think we have signs that says...
Well, it says no parking.
I know it says no parking, but it doesn't necessarily say you're going to get a ticket.
I got a ticket in New York City.
Let me ask you a question. What's stopping them from just wobbling up the phone in the garbage can?
Well, they can.
They
absolutely can.
And here,
you can do that also when you
get
pulled over.
Take my driver's license away if I don't pay my speed ticket.
But what I'm saying is about the tickets, can we really enforce them?
That's what I'm saying.
You can enforce them. Mm-hmm. Now, whether or not we will enforce without telegraphing, whether or not we will enforce, you know, all of them, right? I should say if we're going to enforce them, But the point is Renee said, one is being a presence, kind of like the honor box initially. This is the honor box plus with a presence there to try to encourage people there to do it because it's a free for all down there on the weekends.
It is.
And
it's a mess every weekend.
And it's almost like a deterrent type deal. But you know, that Charles sounds there, and yes, you ought to be paying, you know. Yeah. And people should. And some people may just, you know, they get a ticket, they may mail in the amount that's due and owing.
But we should probably put on there, look, it'll scare people also. Put an amount.
The amount's
on. Yeah.
No, put it like an amount that the fine will be on the sign. Say you park here, it's $200 fine or whatever it is.
That really
would keep me from parking there. I'd say, okay, I see a sign that says don't park.
It's something for us to consider because that's what I've had.
Put it in our sign box down there. You can put a big sign up in the middle of it.
How do they pay
parking fines from
the mail? How many have you gotten so far?
I haven't gotten any tickets yet.
Or $200
fines,
whatever it is. None.
When was the first weekend? Last weekend?
It would spook me off.
So you would have maybe gotten some by now, maybe not.
But I mean, but the fines are all.
Yeah, I don't think he wrote any tickets.
He didn't write
any tickets. The last weekend. This past weekend? I don't know. I'd have to ask him.
Yeah.
Why, if we should expect to see some
he's not there anymore.
Okay.
He left the
You're not allowed to park there.
Well,
park
he's going to be working this
week.
Oh, he's going to work on more weekend for these?
One person at a time, because poor Kathy over here is trying to keep take notes for us. And
I keep forgetting.
Sorry.
Exactly. Everybody's talking at one time.
Don't forget about the town clerk.
Yeah, I forgot you're back here. You should be up for the
I'd like to make one more statement on this. Okay, I am for, you know, keeping these people from double parking and blocking poor Mr. Pauline in her yard. I'm all for that stuff. I am. But I do also think that at this point, we have to be able to enforce what we're going to do. Okay, like you said, you can just throw them in the trash. Now you're telling me, and I just found this out just now, that we can't write them a ticket if they don't honor the box. If they don't pay the $10, we can't do anything to them.
Let's bring us back in here. We're talking about the budget here.
Well,
still part of it.
Well, it is part of it. Yeah,
it is about the numbers.
I mean, you're increasing our employees.
That is
at one point we had 4 or 5 employees here. Now we're up to 9. I mean, you keep hiring more and more people. I don't see the justification. If these people are, have you talked to these park rangers? Are they willing to go to court if they write it? Okay, all right.
Yeah, he is.
Okay, he is. Okay. What I understand is the new guy's already left. He's leaving. Is that correct?
He just went full time.
He went full time. He got another job, I guess. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
We're still at the same point that Lou brought up last meeting. We have to worry about somebody getting, you know, hurt, sued, beaten up. I mean, you know, assaulted. I mean, you go writing people tickets and they may get mad. I'm not saying, go ahead, Bonnie.
No,
I'm sorry. But we, you know, a couple of years ago when you first brought in Park Mobile, and I can go back and show you in a minute if you don't believe me, you said, Jeff, the only cost to the town is going to be the amount of the signs, and then we're going to collect money. Mm-hmm. Now, all of a sudden, we're hiring 2 park rangers, and we bought a $12,000 cart from the ride around in. And now you want to maybe possibly hire a 3rd ranger. I don't see how you're going to write enough tickets to pay for these. I want to look at it at the end of the year, and I want to see how much revenue came in. I want to see.
I'm also looking at the fact of it's not always, I understand what you're saying, but we also need for something that they can run around that isn't just a regular truck.
I understand.
And to pick up the trash. 2, we do need to have the presence down there because of the complaints that we hear about what's going on. If we have the town presence there and we start redirecting, and it takes a little bit of time, but then we can get it to working.
I don't know.
And I'm more, and with the price of gas, and I've said this, with the price of gas, more and more people are going to be coming to Charlestown to be at our beaches.
I'm not disagreeing. If you look at Facebook,
and which everybody seems to be doing nowadays, because they're looking to say, hey, looking for a close beach to take the children to. We're new to the area. Where can we go? Let me tell you something. They told these folks about the state park. Guess what else they told them about?
Charlestown. Well, I'm sure.
And disliked the state park, which I found odd because I think it's a nice park. Loved Charlestown.
They had to pay.
Can't wait to go back. It was absolutely gorgeous.
The word on Charlestown is everything's free in Charlestown. Come to Charlestown.
Loved Charlestown. Beautiful area. Had a great time. And I was like, well, that's nice, but here's...
Until they get a parking ticket.
We'll see how well they work. And they parked at Avalon because they talked about the beautiful stage, and they walked down.
Absolutely.
They talked about walking by the marinas and everything, and they talked about all the places. So I knew what they did because you could almost see, by the way, they wrote where they walked. So, I mean... folks are going to come into the town, but we're going to have to keep it safe for them. We're going to have to keep it safe for our people that live here.
Yeah, I agree.
Jeff, this is
we got to do what we can do.
Park Mobile was an experiment, and the Honor Box was an experiment. They basically cost the town, you know, a little bit of money to get set up, not much, but they run on their own essentially, and we get money from both of those. Now, you know, we're talking about increasing it with the park ranger, an enforcement type
authority or right. presence, right.
right? Right.
And we, this town has talked about law, having a law enforcement, its own law enforcement forever and a day. This is not law enforcement, it's kind of code enforcement, but it could be a stepping stone to something greater on down the road. But this is just a little baby step. This is a part-time, this is a part-time individual.
Seasonal.
And May to we September. Desperately need it because it does address some of the issues that we have.
I don't think with the town people. I can only speak for myself. Mm-hmm. And I would fear a police officer writing me a ticket more than I would a guy on a golf cart mm-hmm. with a pogo stick in his hand. He's not going
to
scare me.
We hope not. Okay.
He's not going to intimidate me.
Up a little bit,
but now we're paying the police officer $61 an hour, Curtis. Now we're going to pay two park rangers $17 an hour to $19 an hour. Add all that up. How much are you?
Well, we're not $100 paying, an we're hour. Not paying the police officer that.
Oh, but he's here though. Is the police officer not here most of the weekends? Do you see him here sometimes?
No.
How many? Four hours?
Four hours.
All right. Okay.
Usually during the nighttime hours.
Yeah, I know in the past, Ms. Pauline has called me and asked me to call the police because they're parking in front of her house. Couldn't even get out of her driveway.
That's right.
And I did.
They will come. So. But they aren't here. They aren't here all the time. 24 hours a day.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they're on call.
I just like to look at the end of this year and see how much expense we had and how much we collected on parking tickets and see how close it is.
Right.
Would that be bad or I mean no. I'm looking out for the town taxpayers' money.
I will tell you, even when we were interviewing for the park ranger, that I even said this is a brand new position. And even though what we have written here, this is going to morph into something else. And it could mm-hmm. be taking helping. You see a resident that right. is one of our older residents. They're going to know who they are. Right. They're going to know that, yeah. hey, this isn't quite right about this person.
Right.
Or
right.
what. It's not just writing parking tickets. Right. This is a right. town presence. This is going to be more of customer service.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping for. Damn. Just, I'm done. I just want the end of the year. I'd like to see
the kid handled an accident. I mean, yeah. I don't know if you guys know that, but he handled an accident. You know, I mean, he reached out for help, but he handled an accident that happened.
So he was on a bike this time, right?
No, he was on foot. He walked.
I haven't seen him at
all. And he handled an accident. I had to come out with him, but he'd seen it. He knew that something had happened. And he at least reached out.
And they're getting shirts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bright yellow shirts.
Same ones with the maintenance guys?
Very similar. Yeah.
Okay. When's that taking place?
Well, they're on order. I think maybe they'll come this week. This week or next week.
And I won't talk about that.
You got them looking sharp.
Okay.
So, okay. Back to the aspect. Any other... I'm on general fund expenses, page 3 of 6. Yes.
There was a question about the special events miscellaneous and
who
was going to respond and
cut off. Yes, that was that's we'll in the expenses down. Portion. So we're
getting there.
We're getting there. Right. Yep. So
thanks.
Are we seeing the same medical insurance that we have?
That's the proposal. Yeah. Okay. Yep.
That's still with Legit, right?
That's still the same.
No, that's United Healthcare.
That's United Healthcare, right? Yeah. So are we going to look into what other companies have, or are we going to keep what's there?
We were going to keep what's there.
Okay.
I mean, but it is one of the bigger expenses. We can look into other options.
Because
it's always going to be a big expense, right?
Isn't that going to go up as an employee to get eligible for medical insurance? I don't think... the former employee
right.
had it
right? Yeah
so right now that medical insurance could, is only for what three employees?
You're right. I mean it could go up a little bit. Yeah. I was trying to balance it out with because it's only for full-time
right,
it's only for full-time.
Right. I know the
but in theory
fly, I know.
Yeah.
In theory it could go up
the part-time guy you made full-time, he will be eligible in 6 months, right?
Yep.
He's not on there right now, right?
Yep.
And neither will be the new guy. When he gets 6 months, the new maintenance person will be
right. Is that correct? Yeah. Okay. So, yeah,
so
there's
the town
two.
Is growing, and, so we do need more maintenance guys.
Right. Well, I agree.
You're right. That estimate for medical insurance,
so that's gonna go up.
And maybe we should be conservative and figure that out and make it go up.
Right.
Either that or maybe look into some other companies. Like
that's what I was wondering. Is it time to be looking into that now? Since they can't go on the medical insurance for six months?
Yep, that's the way it is.
Yep. 6 months. Well, hang on. 6 months probation. They can't use any leave.
Why are they waiting?
The insurance can start, it would be, you know, within the month, 30 days.
No.
It should start right away.
30 days.
I think it's 30 days.
Yeah, like if you start May 13th, it'll be effective June 1st.
Yeah.
Okay.
The first of the month, whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah,
that was
like 6 months.
Yeah, oh, that's what I thought.
But you know, not all employees want to get on the insurance, that's why I left it. But
okay,
for the budget, I mean, our renewal for this is October, so I feel like we're locked into October for the budget. Maybe we could bump it up,
just in case,
right? To play it safe.
Yeah. Everybody kind of agreed to
them, and then in October or. Between now and October, we could shop around for other plans.
Well, let me back the budget thing up a little bit. Okay. I know Brian and I have discussed this. We're going to have to amend this at a certain point, and I need to put this out in public because of the fact that we've had staff turnover here.
Right.
We've had staff turnover at our accountant, and now we have an accountant that's really not qualified for what we have.
Yes.
And we have to have this budget approved by June 1st. Right, so this is not going to be a total thing that we need to, because the accountant's not coming here to help put itself into the right account. So when this is over, I'm going to suggest that we go and look for another accountant for one. And we're still in the learning process. So I think right now we can put our notes here, but I think for the most part, we need to keep.
Okay.
We can do a budget amendment.
Once we start doing,
and we don't know what's going to happen with.
So I just want to put that out in public that it's that we don't know.
We're going to be in a market for a new accountant.
Yes,
for sure. Okay. So any other?
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Any other questions or any? Comments on the general, and I'm on page 3 of 6 on the general fund expenses.
No.
Okay. Next are the expenses on page 4 of 6, breaking down between streets, beer, cemetery, planning and zoning, and public safety. Again, it's, a lot of it is similar to the past. You'll see, obviously, at the bottom, police protection up by about 5,000 or 6,000 from the due to the hourly rate increase on the sheriff's department.
I just went with the hourly rate increase, but I left the hours the same.
Yeah,
right, and that's about correct.
The public safety, is that where the tax credit goes?
Public safety.
The fire department.
It's all at 80.
Is that where that goes?
Yeah, it should be in that account.
It should be there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not there. Okay. I just want to make sure it's in there.
Yeah. Although, you know, that's a good question. I think we've put it there in the past, and we've, part of looking at this budget too is we've decided maybe these accounts weren't the best to begin with, and we might want to change them. So I think this was something that maybe,
but it needs to
that be. Could go someplace else.
Okay, that's fine.
That's what we were thinking. So my feeling is, since it doesn't show up there, we put it someplace else. And I don't know, Julie, if you can, off the top of your head, the tax credit that we give to firefighters.
Right.
I don't know if that would be like a fringe, if that would go into the fringe account. No, okay. Off the top of our heads, I don't know.
No. This is talking about
There was, and I just can't remember off the top. Do you know, Kathy, what it was?
I just don't see it on here.
Yeah.
Okay. It should be accounted for, but you're right. It's not showing up under fire company.
Yeah. I thought it was 70 down. Okay.
Under public safety.
No, call me up and complain. No,
right. You get a lot of calls, huh?
I do get a lot of calls.
Yeah. Now on to page 5 of 6. What is the special? Now that we're there, and he's telling me about it, because my ADHD brain went ahead.
It's line number, looks like it's on page 3, 5 of 6.
It has 101-751-905-008.
Special events miscellaneous.
So prior year, we only spent 1600 in this category, and it's event music. There was a DJ, August 3rd, Shakespeare Avalanche
performances.
So it's special events.
Special events that are down at the park. Okay.
751 is all parks.
All right. I got it. I think I didn't know for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't spend all that.
No.
Yeah. I was like, not much.
Right.
It was $1,600.
Right.
$1,633.
Okay.
But that, you know, it's all the same kind of group.
Right.
So your bottom line, you know, it's all
the okay. Budget. All right.
Okay, there is a fire company under public safety. There is, it says includes the fire company, yellow safety credit.
Where is that?
What is that under
Department 330 public safety? And it says fire company.
So it's just not on the spreadsheet, right?
It is on page 4 of 6, that 330 fire company. What is, do you know?
But
that?
It's not on, it's yeah. Not on our sheet. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's yeah. Not on our sheet.
What is the full account number? 101-330-815-000.
Yeah, that's the same one.
That's the same one.
Yeah. I know we talked about putting it someplace else, but.
But that's not what, because that is what you have listed here is the 20, not the requirement for the tax credit. I'm sorry.
I mean, we could update it just to keep it simple. We could put the $80 in there.
Yeah,
it.
I think that's where they went.
Okay.
$80.
All right.
Because the other one is our normal thing, and then of course the COVID that we agreed on.
Yeah.
So this amount's not correct.
Mm-mm. Right. We'll update that.
So we're going to amend that to include
the $80.
The tax credit. So it should be back up to what that 50 is probably, right? You have 50 on here from last year.
The 50 from last year was the 20 and probably the 30 from the COVID month.
Okay. Yes.
So, so that would have been the 50 there for the last year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we are doing the 20 as usual to the fire company.
The 20,
and then additional 70 from the COVID monies.
And then add the 80 per person, which I don't know how much it is, but I know they were just written. So
even last year, it should have been $80. You know what I'm saying?
I just noticed that it wasn't there. Yeah. That's why I want to make sure it's there. Right. Mm-hmm.
We know what that number is.
What number?
An idea for the fire company.
$800.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's easy.
Yes.
10 people
got
$80.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to
make it?
Let's make it $1,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
So instead of 50, 51, right?
And 21.
And 21. Okay. Okay. I got you.
So
I know.
I just
saw you. Yeah.
Okay.
I fixed mine.
Julia, you said that we need to deduct $1,000 from someplace else on the budget. You guys want to take it from the miscellaneous parks?
No.
Parks events.
Take it from the cat neutering people. They haven't even been coming out, have they?
She doesn't come out.
She didn't come out. She didn't come out last year. We didn't even use it last year.
I know. We haven't called her in so long.
So take 1,000 of that. She shows up. We'll give her a grand.
Okay.
Yeah. From the cat noodle.
No, we don't take the miscellaneous because we're getting ready to have a park.
Exactly.
Okay. So I don't know what we're going to spend.
Well, we'll get that park ranger that are trapping them cats too when he's not busy.
There we go.
Not me right now.
Jeff, what line's the cat noodle on?
It's on the 506. And it's under Parks and Rec.
You can always amend that.
You can always amend it. Yep.
Trap, neuter, release.
Yep.
751.
Make that 1,000.
Right. 007.
I mean, if she shows up, we can give her 1,000 to start out, right?
All right. From 101-751-905-007.
Yeah, there you go.
It's not $1,000. It's based on her cash.
No, I know. It's just, it was $2,000 we give them. I just say we deduct 1,000.
You got my cat taken. All we did was get it neutered.
Did you get that, Julia?
Good to bring it back.
Is everybody in accord with that? Deducting putting 1,000 onto the for the fire department and taking 1,000 for the captors.
Because like I said, this is right now we're just trying to get this through and we will fix it later.
I want to
issues.
Okay.
Did you notice too in this section here, Carl, that we increased the seniors from 1,000 to 2,500?
That's correct.
That's an increase of 150%.
Thank you for mentioning that. Right.
Yeah, because all I could see there was we were actually doing more for trapping and neutering cats than we were giving to our seniors.
That was my point.
Serious.
That was my point.
Sorry.
Yes, it was.
That's great. And we also increased the special events for kids.
Yes, we did. We did by $1,000. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Great.
On their capital loans, so the utility payback with that amount, then we'll be current. We won't be paying back for 630 Water Street to pay back in there. This will be a final payment. Is that why that's like that?
The big number for utility fund payback?
Yeah, that's we use the money for fixing 630 Water Street. Is this the final payment to pay back into utility?
I don't know if that's the final payment or not. I'd have to look into it.
Because you put it up to a lot of money. That's why I was asking.
Yeah.
I know we're getting close. Should be.
Yeah.
Is that why we have a budget? Is that what, because that's why I thought it was like, okay, well, maybe that's all we still, that we owe.
I'm going to have to look into it. I don't know.
You don't remember how you got the number?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No. No, I think the accountant helped with that one.
And I know we have in here about services for when we use credit cards. And I know it has to be in here, but I do remember I pay, when I pay by credit card, there's a service fee. So it's more of an in and out thing. Is that what that is? I know you have on here that there's a fee. Is that just the fact that it has to be on here because that's what the fee is and it's more of an in and out thing?
You mean the credit card fee?
I think the credit card fee is just a budget.
It's an estimate.
Mm-hmm.
Interest.
No, it has processing fee.
Right.
So is it more of that, because I'll use myself as an example, that I pay my bill online, I pay that $2 fee. So is that more of the fees coming here and you're just accounting for it?
No, I'm not sure.
Can you look in?
In the bank statement. But I don't know which way they're going because I've checked the bank statement. I've just seen them. So I need to look.
That's what I was thinking is more of an in and out that the residents pay it, but we have to mark it down because that's what the processing fee is per transaction. So that's what I was thinking, but I was just making sure.
Yeah, again, I don't have to see the bank statement. So I'm sure exactly which way they're going.
But it falls under loans. Can you look those up, Julie?
Yeah, I'm not talking about loans. I'm not talking about that. It was further up.
Oh,
not the debt service schedule. Not that's the bond.
Well, can you look up the utility fund payback? That one. There's nothing in there? Even for last year?
No. I'm thinking that this 319, 322 is probably final payment.
It's a lot. It's a lot, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's... Because we were paying our self-interest to pay it back, but mm-hmm. Or it was not paid all these years.
You know what?
And
it almost looks to me like a typo.
Yeah.
Like it should be maybe $31,932.
That's a lot.
But, yeah.
Could be a typo.
With the transfer.
From the general
fund.
It's you see up above, what page is that?
This is page 6 of 6.
Julie, 6 of 6. That 319, 322 is a revenue. It's the transfer in from the general fund. So maybe that's got to do with that fund accounting.
Well, okay. Well, it's still the fund. So, it's transferring from the general fund to pay back.
Yeah.
So it's still, is this... I know we're paying back the utility because of Avalon, or not Avalon, but because of 630.
Yeah, but that's. I guess the good news is that the revenue and the expenditure, they're the same amount and they cancel each other out.
That's what I know it has to, but yeah. But it just seems like are we down to the last bit that we're paying the utility totally back, and 630 is what it is now.
This, you know, we use this budget spreadsheet as a template. This was from last year, and I think that was.
But then you have 30,000 before that.
Yeah.
Right.
So that doesn't even make sense.
That doesn't make sense for last year at all. Except that the numbers match.
It's one of my little.
Which is a good thing.
Right. They match each other. But that
good.
Was.
No, it's good that it's coming out of the general fund going 31? Into utility. It's the same amount. And it's because it's paying back the utility. But
I don't think the amount so much matters as they cancel each other out.
Well,
from an accounting standpoint. But I'm not an accountant, so I don't know why it was in there last year. And we followed suit. How we came up with that number, I shared this spreadsheet with our accountant last Friday before I sent it to you all, and that could have been exactly something in there that was tweaked.
That's exactly.
I can't answer it. Yes, okay. I wish I could.
All right, that's exactly the point. Can I move forward on something?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Attachment 3. It's COVID money.
Yes.
Okay. I know we talked about getting plans for this building, but I also, as much as I want to do something with this building, this is not a priority. We need to work more on the stormwater, and I agreed to get the plans written up in case we have the funding or there's a grant out there that we can show that. I understand the grant process. I get that. But $100,000 isn't going to do anything on here anyway. No. And I'm thinking that it more needs to go towards the stormwater, not for here. You keep the money for paying for the plans, but nothing more than that.
So just so everybody knows, the allocations of the COVID monies we had, this is proposed, $100,000 toward town hall renovations. I'd like, you know, how about we reduce that to $50,000?
The plants are going to cost $50,000.
I don't know what it's going to cost.
It doesn't cost $50,000.
Well,
I don't know. It's budget. We can always modify it. You know, I don't know that we're going to spend all this money this year anyway. Okay. But we need to, you know, we need to move forward on. So just real quick, just so everybody knows out in the public, we have allotted, again, $100,000 toward town hall renovations, stormwater management projects, $678,370, fire company, $100,000, 30 of which has already been paid, shoreline erosion control, $250,000, and then also toward our water systems, $50,000. And so the lion's share is earmarked, of course, towards stormwater management. So we actually have money where we can start the proceedings, some of this. And hopefully a lot of this will be supplemented with some grant monies and so forth. But we can actually spend money and actually do repairs with this, with these monies that we have. I mean, it's a fairly sizable amount. And you're right, town hall. We're certainly not building town hall for $100,000. I mean, I at least would like to get some design plans for town hall, because that's going to be grant or bond oriented as well. Or a loan.
That needs to be plans, but I don't, $100,000 is way too much in 50 years though.
All right, well, it's 25 is fine with me. Enough to get some plans drawn up. We can move forward on, you know, it's kind of exciting. We actually have things that we can actually, some extra money to do things. So
as much as I want to do town hall, we need to do something that's more durable.
Town hall is not going to happen still for another 2-3 years, you know. Okay. It takes
time and
planning. Is everybody agreeable to reducing that to $25,000 for town hall right now? And then we'll take that additional 75 and we can bump it toward stormwater
management.
Okay, which takes stormwater management to the 753,000.
I like that idea. Should be able to get some decent plans drawn up for 25,000, I think. Maybe I'm the architect, so I can't speak for
it. It could be tight.
If there's anything left, you know,
put it towards. If there's anything left, then we'll put it towards.
Put it towards stormwater.
It's fine. We can always.
Or we can give it back to the cat people.
Okay. So now what we talked about, and Jeff, I know you're a treasurer, and tell me if I'm overstepping. Okay. I know that we talked about the budget and we need to balance it. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we know what the issues are, and we need to first put out feelers, talk to other towns to see who the accountants are, and put something out to get us a new accountant that specializes in municipal finances. But we need to move forward, and we need to approve the budget tonight, even if it isn't exactly what we want. We can go back and amend it after we get an accountant in here working with us again.
I agree.
Okay. So you want to make the first motion to approve?
I will make...
With the approved amendments that are
I will make a motion to approve the budget with the amendments for fiscal 22 to 23. Fiscal year 20.
So we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
We got a second by motion by Commissioner Fields, a second by Commissioner Elmer. All in favor say aye.
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 Budget with is, that, now so next for, thing is I would like to make a motion to put out an RFP to get an accountant that deals with municipal finances.
I'll second.
That moving like ASAP.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second.
Only thing about the RFP, I'd prefer just getting price quotes so that we can wrap up by June 30.
Okay, that's
fine. This fiscal year.
But reach out to our Cecil County
towns.
I was going to say, if you like, I can make a phone call to my secretary and have her get you a list of all the accountants that everybody uses in the town.
Okay. That would help.
That would help. Okay. Yeah. That'd be very helpful.
That'd be helpful. Okay. I'll get a hold of it. So we, okay. How do you